came and went like a cigarette, blowing in the wind on the Memorex, sending new nuts to the hives and the matrix where they live. I heard she got some Malak, still she matrix, fall weight to the back. But still I think about the past, like how did times get so black? I guess we couldn't find a light switch. Now the time zone's different. But why does time still hold the image like you standing at the finish line? Like holding a watch your pops gave you. Even when it stopped ticking, still take it out the box, girl. Walk around the park with it. Cold nights with no art. She on her feet looking at the stars. On the street like a parked car. Her mind singing like.
That was one from Jeremiah J. Actually, Slime featuring Jeremiah J on CITR 101.9 FM. Happy pre-Halloween weekend out there. I came in to do the show, second 7 p.m. time of Not On The List tonight, and kind of got a Halloween theme going, and sorry to interrupt the volleyball game, but I think we had a fill-in volleyball game broadcast going. But this is Not On The List. CITR 101.9 FM. This one's from Caravan Palace. New one called Midnight. Check it out.
Everybody always picking on me. We'll be right back.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
The nightmare shark, the master monster. Row upon row of flesh-tearing teeth. Gobbler of gullible bathers at beaches. Cruelest of killers. A fearless bully, for he has none to fear.
Fucking monster, man. Look, come. coming straight out of Hyde Park with a loose cannon. Nigga, I'm Bruce Banner. We'll see who's standing when I get through blaming. Bung, bung, shots to the dome piece. My mouth released like squeezing a desert east. Lead a microphone, smoking blood on the leaves. Every bar spits like a punch from Bruce Lee. Excuse me, but you call it rapping. Attention on deck, nigga, salute your captain. Capital punishment, cruel, unusual, other shit. Pummel you like the Punisher. Listen, homie, your number's up. I stay ready for war, so ain't no running up. Get played like an arcade when I run a gun. Nigga, I'm Megatron. Can make a star scream when I drop mega bombs. Omega said you got them fools. Keep on going hard. My mic grip is like kung fu with a golden arm. Boys try and make my lady wet when I'm going off. Vaginas on they period. Don't swim in a pool of sharks. I'm a great white. Smell blood from a distance. Ready to eat a whack MC this instant. See my teeth in a man. Watch them start bitching. You know how the saying goes. Fuck your feelings. I'm going in, sip some Jameson right before the show begin. Third eye open, stay scoping with a focus lens. Got the crowd open, hands up, I hope it never ends. Strangers of necessity, we blend like the super friends. Superpowers got me crushing mics with my bare hands. Professor X with the bars, cause I X-Men. These the days of future past, I guess we next then. Strangers.
London, there is a man who screams when the church bells ring. He lives all alone with his streaked cat in Gray's Inn, and people call him mad. His room is filled with books of the tamest and most puerile kind, and hour after hour he tries to lose himself in their feeble pages. All he seeks from life is not to think. For some reason, thought is very horrible to him. And anything which stirs the imagination, he flees as a plague. He is very thin and gray and wrinkled, but there are those who declare he is not so old as he looks. Fear has its grisly claws upon him, and a sound will make him start with staring eyes and sweat-beaded forehead. Friends and companions he shuns, for he wishes to answer no questions. Those who knew him once as scholar say it is very pitiful to see him now. No one feels sure whether he left the country or merely sank from sight in some hidden byway. It is a decade now since he's moved to Gray's Inn, and where he had been, he would say nothing till the night young Williams brought the Necronomicon. Williams was a dreamer and only 23, and when he moved into the ancient house, he felt a strangeness and breath of cosmic wind about the gray, wizened man in the next room. He forced his friendship where old friends dared not force theirs, and marveled at the fright that sat upon this gaunt, haggard watcher and listener. For that the man always watched and listened, no one could doubt. He watched and listened with his mind more than with his eyes and ears, and strove every moment to drown something in his ceaseless poring over gay insipid novels. And when the church bells rang, he would stop his ears and scream, and the gray cat that dwelt with him would howl in unison till the last peal died reverently away. But try as Williams would, he could not make his neighbor speak of anything profound or hidden. The old man would not live up to his aspect and manner, but would feign a smile and a light tone and prattle feverishly and frantically of cheerful trifles, his voice every moment rising and thickening till at last it would split into a piping, incoherent falsetto. That his learning was deep and thorough, his most trivial remarks made abundantly clear. And Williams was not surprised to hear that he had been to Harrow in Oxford. Later it developed that he was none other than Lord Northam, whose ancient hereditary castle on the Yorkshire coast. So many odd things were told. But when Williams tried to talk of the castle and of its reputed Roman origin, he refused to admit that there was anything unusual about it. He even tittered shrilly when the subject of the supposed undercrypts hewn out of the solid crag that frowns on the North Sea was brought up. So matters went till that night when Williams brought home the infamous Necronomicon of the mad Arab Abdul Azhared. He had known of the dreaded volume since his 16th year, when his dawning love of the bizarre had led him to ask queer questions of a bent old bookseller on Shanda Street, and he always wondered why men paled when they spoke of it. The old bookseller had told him that only 5 copies were known to have survived the shocked edicts of the priests and lawgivers against it, and that all of these were locked up with frightened care by custodians who had ventured to begin a reading of the hateful black letter. But now, at last, he had not only found an accessible copy, but had made it his own at a ludicrously low figure. It was at a Jew's shop in the squalid precincts of Clare Market where he had often bought strange things before, and he almost fancied the gnarled old Levite smiled amidst tangles of beard as the gray discovery was made. The bulky leather cover with the brass clasp had been so prominently visible, and the price was so absurdly slight. The one glimpse he had of the title was enough to send him into transports, and some of the diagrams set in the vague Latin text excited the tensest and most disquieting recollections in his brain. He felt it was highly necessary to get the ponderous thing home and begin deciphering it, and bore it out of the shop with such a precipitate haste that the old Jew chuckled disturbingly behind him. But when at last it was safe in his room, he found the combination of black letter and debased idiom too much for his powers as a linguist, and reluctantly called on his strange, frightened friend for help with the twisted medieval Latin. Lord Northam was simpering inanities to his streaked cat and started violently when the young man entered. Then he saw the volume and shuddered wildly and fainted altogether when Williams uttered the title. It was when his regained senses came that he told his story, told of his fantastic figment of madness in frantic whispers, lest his friend be not quick to burn the accursed book and give wide scattering to its ashes. "There," Lord Northam whispered, "have been something wrong at the start, but it would never have come to a head if you have not explored it too far. He was the 19th Baron of a line whose beginnings went uncomfortably far back into the past. Unbelievably far, if vague tradition could be heeded, for there were family tales of a descent from pre-Saxon times when a certain Gnaeus Gabinus Capito, military tribune in the 3rd Augustan Legion, then stationed at Lindum in Roman Britain, had been summarily expelled from his command for participation in certain rites unconnected with any known religion. Gabinius had, the rumor ran, come upon a cliffside cavern where strange folk met together and made the elder sign in the dark. Strange folk whom the Britons knew not save in fear, and were the last to survive from a great land in the west that had sunk, leaving only the islands with wraths and circles and shrines, of which Stonehenge was the greatest. There was no certainty, of course, in the legend that Gabinus had built an impregnable fortress over the forbidden cave and founded a line which Pinkt and Saxton, Dane and Norman, were powerless to obliterate. Or in the tact assumption that from this line sprang the bold companion and lieutenant of the Black Prince, whom Edward III created Baron of Northam. These things were not certain, yet they were often told, and in truth the stonework of Northern Keep did look alarmingly like the masonry of Hadrian's Wall. As a child, Lord Northam had a peculiar dream when he was sleeping in the older part of the castle, and he had acquired a constant habit of looking back through his memory for half-amorphous scenes and patterns and impressions which formed no part of his waking experience. He became a dreamer who found life tame and unsatisfying, a searcher for strange realms and relationships once familiar, yet lying nowhere in the visible regions of Earth. Filled with the feeling that our tangible world is only an atom in a fabric vast and ominous, and that unknown denseness press on and permeate the sphere of the known at every point, Northam in youth and young manhood drained in the turn the founts of formal religion and occult mystery. Nowhere, however, he could find ease and content. As he grew older, the staleness and limitations of life became more and more maddening to him. During the 90s, he dabbled in Satanism, and at all times he devoured avidly any doctrine or theory which seemed to promise escape from the close vistas of science and the dully unvarying laws of nature. Books like Ignatius Donnelly's chimerical account of Atlantis he absorbed with zest, and a dozen obscure precursors of Charles Fort enthralled him with their vagaries. He would travel leagues to follow up a furtive village tale of abnormal wonder. Once went into the desert of Araby to seek a nameless city of faint report, which no man has ever beheld. There rose within him the tantalizing faith that somewhere an easy gate existed, which, if no one found, would admit him freely to those outer deeps whose echoes rattled so dimly at the black of his memory. It might be in the visible world, yet it might be only in his mind and soul. Perhaps he held within his own half-explored brain that cryptic link which would awaken him to elder and future lives in forgotten dimensions, which would bind him to the stars and to the infinities and eternities beyond them.
Yes, ma'am. Two of my men pulled you out of the lake. We thought you were dead, too. Do you remember very much?
Yo, blood drips from the scene. Stench blows heavy like an elephant in heat. Swing on machete, hit directly to your meat. Swamp Thing, stay forever, this is strictly for my G's. Chest thumping, special vest tucked in. Protect your neck or be next to get lumped in. A-bombs, tree tall, climb a fucking limb. Angels in the background, sing a dusty hymn. War faces, locked behind cages. But knock a spray, God's occupy razors. No match for a brolic boss. Wine from the spooky cellar, got it polished off.
Whose house? Swamp's house, and it's haunted. Exorcist, get the booze out if you want it. Monsters under beds, God is dead. Bright lights up ahead, honest heads. Said the price on his head was a bargain. Plant seeds 6 feet deep in the garden. Postpartum to dearly departed. Music to see whose ears bleed the hardest. Darkness came for the light. Peter Project, dragging chains in the night. Swamp Thing, painful the like. So deranged on a mic, we endanger your life.
Lake Erie, Lake Erie. Making grave mistakes, you'll pay dearly. Lake Erie, Lake Erie. Kate Fierce, Steve, you think you pay dearly. Lake Erie, Lake Erie.
tantrums, fam, like Charles Manson. We Disneyland lamping at the Haunted Mansion. Pantera on the boombox, speak forgotten languages. Mangle like a langolier, provocative, we handle it. Rappers make me laugh, act like I'm a pacifist. Actually, the aftermath is like a slasher flick. Black abyss is deep as Grand Canyons is. Mysticism, Tim's arisen, wrapped in bandages. My fans all abandon hope. Phantom with the can of coke. Cock, make the planet ghost. Grocers in the bowl of cough. You know the God, perfectionist, a nihilist. Could lead to contradictions like Christian scientists.
In my own blood, I wrote a letter to the father, explaining my best of intentions for his daughter. Stood by the shore, threw the message in the bottle, then knelt down and kissed my reflection in the water. Draped in a robe that I made in a cold basement, where I hold stray babes in a hole. Bathed in the glow, I sashayed from the cove, and played with the ghosts in a maze made of bone. Hoes, pickaxes and shovels were strewn in the forest with patches of rubble. I'll wait in the gloom, cause my prey's coming soon. Hello, Mr. Owl, please say something.
Lake Erie, Lake Erie, making crazy mistakes, you'll pay dearly. Lake Erie, Lake Erie, paid fear steeds, you think you pay dearly. Lake Erie, Lake Erie, making crazy mistakes, you'll pay dearly. Lake Erie, Lake Erie, paid fear steeds, you fake, you pay dearly.
The boy, is he dead too?
Who?
The boy in the lake, the one who attacked me, the one who pulled me underneath the water.
Ma'am, we didn't find any boy.
Then he's still there.
Even Satan, God of Darkness, listens to CITR on 101.9 FM.
Punish me for something that I didn't do. Friends, well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
journey.
Chez mon producteur.
We like to party, right?
Ça me fera vraiment guys like très, him, très plaisir.
They don't like to party, like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9.
We like to party. Yeah, we
like to party. Technology is thriving in this new world. They're crazy. Technology is thriving in this new world. New world. They're crazy.
Way too complicated. Taking off from the second chapter, the continuation is advanced. I'm in the area with no time for descending. My altitude is high with the antennas. Within myself, the mental navigation make it easy to tell. Even if the course is slightly tilted, navigation is there. I find my way floating in the atmosphere. My best pad at the words carry like combat spears. Another destination is near. The focus points with clear vision. Over time warp competition, another way around the orbit. The more places I get out the capsule and start evaluating.
Technology is thriving in this new world.
Yo, there's so much to break down. Shape, sounds, mics, beats break the tables and fables came to life as if came to light from working all night. Hard nights, all nights. It's the breakthrough. The break made its way through a mountain like a mouse in the hole of a house, but rerouted. Pie face hit 3 points like Steve Stout did. A new period as if the sentence in it hasn't left my mouth yet. Teeth rocked the gold. Story was told. He never got old. Brand new like he ran through the fountain of youth. And cute like an angle out of squint.
Technology is thriving in this new world.
Rise mezzanine, Cobra clean strikes from the windpipes. I'm shitting on the balls with the baby wipes.
deer in the headlights. I'm polarized, hungry for anything underground with money to point me at it. My black magic make the whole track tragic. So give me the keys and watch me crash it. No test dummies. And it's a rap for these niggas. They the best mummies. I'm caliente ever since they say I've been cray. I'm blacker than the belt on your sensei. And it's a one-way downtown street sound found in the heart of the hood. The goon anthem, Pink Panther, cancer color first smothers brothers. Others hover, my drone game is undiscovered. Undivided, my whole style is uninvited, but still provided the entertainment and excitement.
Technology is driving this new world.
Yeah, I done been through it all, every brick in the wall. Got a bitch in my car when I'm trying to fuck. You ain't shit to the guy, need to get you a job. You live in the mall, bills pile up. I'ma chill in the spot with a spliff up a lift and a lot, but I still ain't high enough. All the meals that I got, couple whips in the lot. There's a list to the top, you can sign me up. Yeah, you can sign me up. Sign me up.
You can't bring me down, can't pull me down.
Yeah, above ground about 30,000 miles up. Tell a bitch slow down like dial up. She go down first, she climbing up. Wanna let me cut, tell her line it up. Little bit much, I'm a wild one. All I do is fuck hoes, drink tiger blood. Since I came in the game, they were sour. I'm the plug, get your motherfucker power up. Mind your business, you in my office. And I go get it, I need all it. I stay lifted, smoking, sipping, fixes, fixing all my problems. Yeah. I done been through it all, every brick in the wall. Got a bitch in my car when I'm trying to fuck. You ain't shit to the guy, need to get you a job. You live in the mall, bills pile up. I'ma chill in the spot with a spliff up a lift to the lot, but I still ain't high enough. All the meals that I got, couple whips in the lot. There's a list to the top, you can sign me up. Yeah, you can sign me up. Sign me up.
You can't bring me down, can't pull me down.
I was a nobody, now my name on the list. Couple keys of uncut cocaine on the wrist. And I let my nuts hang on a bitch. All the money that we spent on champagne is ridiculous. And it is us, elixir in my cup. Get a bitch's drugs, a dick to suck. And I don't see why the kids wanna grow up to be just like me. Yeah, I was a nobody, now my name in their mouth. Came for a steak, but I left with the cow. And they hate when you great though. Ain't shit changed my checking account. I done been through it all, every brick in the wall. Got a bitch in my car when I'm trying to fuck. You ain't shit to the guy, need to get you a job. You live in the mall, bills pile up. I'ma chill in the spot with a spliff up a lift to the lot, but I still ain't high enough. All the meals that I got, couple whips in the lot. There's a list to the top, you can sign me up. Yeah. You can sign me up. Sign me up.
You can't bring me down, can't hold me down.
Something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here.
God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance.
sweat.
Welcome.
I like to dance.
We have been expecting you.
Been the show for the evening. Signing out. Peace out. Have a good night, y'all. CITR 101.9.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle with